Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is, I don't know. It is June. No, I don't know what day it is. Oh my God. It's June 30th and it's a Thursday. I don't know what happened. I was looking at a friend of mine's Facebook post and I hit record and I just forgot what I was doing. I'm so sorry. It is Tanya, in case you didn't figure that out from that. It's very much something I do. And this is the Witch Daily Show. So today's episode is brought to you by The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "No person is your friend who demands your silence or denies your right to grow." Alice Walker. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Queenly Conjure Queen of Cups caffeine-free herbal tea. This is for the last week of Pride Month. This is a romance-forward tea by Queenly Conjure. So this focuses on magnetism, romance, the home, resolution, and results. It has Damiana, cloves, hibiscus, and roses. So let's talk a little bit about one of my most favorite herbs in the whole wide world, hibiscus. So this comes to us from plantsnap.com. What's so special about the hibiscus flower? Well, the hibiscus flower is one of the most recognizable flowers due to its color, size, and overall beauty. Keep in mind that hibiscus is an entire genus of plants, and there are actually over 300 species. It's easily one of the most famous blooms out there. So what makes it so special? Well, a lot of things. It's culturally important. So the hibiscus flower has a lot of cultural importance for the people across the globe, especially in regions where the flower is native. So the yellow hibiscus is the state flower of Hawaii. It is also the national flowers of Haiti, South Korea, and Malaysia. In certain Hindu rituals, people offer red hibiscus to the goddess Kali and Lord Ganesha. It's believed that the divine energy and divine consciousness are emitted from hibiscus flower. For this reason, they are staples in traditional prayers throughout India and other countries. You can see other types of hibiscus flowers. Sorry, allergies. You can find other types of hibiscus flowers adorning the headdresses and leis at a traditional Hawaiian luau. Rumor has it that when a woman wears a hibiscus flower behind her left ear, she's married or has a boyfriend. And if it's worn behind the right ear, she's single and available. So, hibiscus is used medicinally. Drinking a tea made from the plant is the most common way to use it. The tea is made from drying many different parts of the plant, but mostly the flower itself. Once the dried parts are steeped, the tea turns a rich ruby red color. The drink itself is quite sour, with a taste similar to cranberries. Hibiscus tea has many medicinal benefits, including lowering blood pressure, lowering cholesterol, protecting your liver, and much more. The hot or cold beverage is full of vitamin C and antioxidants, so it's a great way to prevent colds during the winter months. And side note, you see it often paired with rose hips. Rose hips is also very high in vitamin C and antioxidants. So the dried and cured hibiscus flowers makes for a really tasty snack. It's popular in Mexico as well as Latin America and Asian countries. So moving into some headlines, this comes to us from SoraNews24.com. Japanese senior citizen was arrested for hammering voodoo dolls of Putin to Shinto shrine trees. All right, let's see what happened. just for that? Ask 70-something resident when presented with charges. That's so funny. I feel like I would say that if I got arrested. I'd be like, really? Like, just for those? Oh, that's funny. So for a little over a month, straw figures called Woro Nino have been appearing at Shinto shrines in the town of Matsudo, about 20 minutes east of Tokyo. Woro Nino are essentially Japanese version of voodoo dolls, and the ones at Matsudo were found nailed to the shrine's tree with a spike driven through the effigy's chest in accordance with the traditional ritual for placing lethal curses on somebody in Japanese folklore. At least 10 Woro Ninos were showing up in Matsudo, and all of them have the same target, Vladimir Putin. Whoever made the dolls attached a photo of the Russian president's face to them, and inside of each was a handwritten note with Putin's name, age, and birthdate written on it, as well as, quote, praying for his death, unquote. Such a dark yet archaic expression of resentment might have you imagining that it's an edgy teen, maybe a second year junior high school student. Hey. I take offense. Who's been hammering up curse dolls all over town? According to investigators, though, it's been about 6 decades since this perpetrator was in middle school. So there's a video, but the above video shows security camera footage recorded on the afternoon of Thursday, May 19th. One of the shrines where a Woro Nino was found, an elderly gentleman climbs the staircase leading up to the altar. He makes a point of looking around to see that he's alone, and he turns his back around. A Woro Nino was seen inside an open flap on his shoulder bag. The man then respectfully makes a donation at the coin box. That's how you do it. And offers a prayer in the Shinto style, bowing twice, clapping twice, and bowing once more. He then scans his surroundings again, apparently not noticing the security cameras, before making his way around to the back of the shrine where the tree is located, to which a Woro Nino was later found nailed. Performing a Woro Nino curse ritual isn't illegal, but... sticking nails in trees on private property counts as vandalism, and it appears that one of the Mikazuki, where the doll was found, was on a part of a grounds off limits to visitors, so there's an associated trespassing charge as well. After examining the security footage, investigators identified the man as 72-year-old Matsudo resident, Mitsunobu Hino. When the officers went to his house to place him under arrest for the charges, he incredulously asked them, just for that? It's that reaction, along with the video evidence of him carrying around a cursed doll, doesn't make him seem like the most innocent guy. But he then said he would make no further statement before speaking with his legal counsel. Oh. There's more to this. The public. Yeah, let's see how the public in Japan feel about this. Though public sentiment in Japan towards the Russian leader is far from positive these days, Japanese Twitter users are largely disagreeing with using black magic and petty vandalism to express that anger, and also feel that some of Hino's age should be, someone of his age should be able to find a better way to do so. So they're going to quote some things people are saying. Quote, he's a lot older than I expected the person behind this to be, unquote. Quote, act your age, unquote. Quote, that guy must have a lot of free times on his hands, unquote. Quote, please don't use the shrine for your curse rituals. So yeah, people aren't like super into it. I don't know. Do what you gotta do, I guess. I don't know. My mental health on, like, magic moralism's a little shot right now. Interesting. Okay, so I will have a link to that if you want to watch the video. If you want to watch the little video, I'll link it in the link tree for you and in the podcast description. Okay, so I'm gonna throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we'll talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, June 30th. The waxing crescent moon lends a sympathetic ear in Cancer today. Here, the moon squares Mars, trines Neptune, and opposes Pluto. There are some deep-seated feelings drifting to the surface today, and we are having difficulty dealing with them. It may feel like the easiest emotion to go to is anger, but try to refrain from that as much as possible. If you do feel yourself getting irritated, try asking yourself exactly what you're mad about. The answer might surprise you and have nothing to do with the situation at hand. Your daily moon mantra is, "No one heals himself by wounding another." This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Want to get lost in a world of witch fiction and fantasy? The answer you are looking for is yes. Features tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch forced to return to her remote hometown gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist banished to an island by her ex turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. Explore this magical anthology series by New York Times best-selling author Olive E. Blake, wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Dana. Actually, I'm going to mark this as featured on air so you can go check it out if you want. Dana says, energy or just blah feelings question. I'm coming out of a very unexpected divorce due to betrayal. I've been working hard to rebuild my life. I have a wonderful support system and have met new people that energize me. I love my work and coworkers and have been regularly going to therapy to help. All that being said, I feel like I'm in a fog most of the time. I've barely touched my magical tools since my separation, and while I wasn't the most ritual regular witch before, this blocked, drained feeling is so damn heavy. Don't get me wrong, I still find joy in life, but I just feel less colorful than who I used to be. I recognize that I'm on a path for healing and that this will take time, but I just want to get back to me. And my magic was a way I helped others and connected to the natural world around me, but I just don't feel it. Oh, Dana. Yeah. It's hard when we are going through big life stressors, and divorce is like one of the biggest ones, you know? Sometimes our brains just like click over to this like survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, it's hard to relax enough to find joy and relax enough to center and relax enough to feel like you're connected to your body. We can have disassociation like episodes or depressive episodes, PTSD, like acute PTSD. So it's really, really normal for this to happen. You are going through a big life change, not a fun one. You are going through one of the most stressful things anyone can go through. These feelings are normal to have. That being said, if you can find someone to talk to professionally that could help you learn tools to deal with these feelings, I think that could be really, really, really helpful. So let's see what some other people say. Teresa shared a video. It looks like a YouTube video, so you can check that out. Brandon says, this sounds like depressive symptoms to me, and I hope you feel better. Georgianne says, stress. You are going through one of life's major stressors. Just know this slump will pass. If you feel like you are in a deep, dark well and cannot climb out, please seek a health professional. Yeah. I find when I'm in a slump, if I just get out and dig my toes into the earth or grass or sit by running water or go visit my parents' grave and sit and talk with them or exercise, it helps. Be kind to yourself. Get involved in something interesting. I do wish peace and love. Yeah, I do think, again, it's hard to, again, like your like body has switched over to like your like sympathetic nervous system, right? So again, you're just in survival mode, and it's really hard to see the color in life. And I do think going outside, touching the ground is really helpful. I mean, I'll do just like straight boobs to earth. Sometimes it's gotta be boobs to ground, you know? And yeah, doing stuff. I think personally, it's really helpful to do as much with your body as you can. Because I do think things like this can lead to like disassociation, and that's a crappy feeling. So if you can do a lot of stuff with your body that's tactile, that might be able to help. Grounding, going outside, touching the dirt. Maybe you can like get a kiddie pool and like fill it and just like lay in it. Maybe doing crafts with your hands, things like that could, again, just help you feel connected and help pull you out of your mind a little bit. But, oh, I'm so sorry you're dealing with this. Andrea says, I highly recommend movement. Oh, here we go. I highly recommend movement. It might be the last thing you feel like doing, but shaking your body releases stress and tension. Even animals do it. That's how the expression shake it off came about. Maybe start by making a playlist. Oh, yeah, of songs that always uplift you, make you move, make you sing. Start out by playing softly while doing mundane things like dishes or gardening, cleaning the bathroom or laundry. See where it takes you. Make a routine out of it, and it could help break the blocked rut routine you have been feeling. As the weeks go on, eventually those daily tasks will feel more uplifting and less like another burden upon everything else you are going through. I hope this helps. May says, it sounds like me 15 years ago. One thing that helped me was to have a regular spiritual practice, a brief daily something, meditation, card pull, blessing, can help keep that ember glowing. Your brain creates connections between your day-to-day life and regular reminders of who you are, and over time, these things weave themselves back together again. You are still you, and you can still help others, but the way you're feeling right now may be a reminder to focus inwardly for a moment until you heal a bit more. I think this was all wonderful advice. I think you're all, you know, and yeah, give yourself a break. I think I said it in Tuesday's episode, when in doubt, refer out. I actually just, like, during a break, I just saw a post one of my neighbors made, and she was basically just like, hey, I have found myself in a situation that I can't do these tasks. I can't do these care tasks. I need help. And I told her, I was like, hey, you know, I think laundry was on that list of things she just can't do. She can't do it. And we all go through that. Like, life's hard. And sometimes we need help. And I think we have really perpetuated this idea of individuality to a point where we have hindered ourselves. And I told her, I was like, hey, I'm home on this day. If you drop off your laundry on your way to work, she lives across the street, on your way to work, I'll have it done for you when you get home. You know, we have to do what we can to like help each other, but these are I think this is great advice. There's some stuff here, a YouTube essay. George Ann posted a list of stressful events. So yeah, just try to be in your body. So you don't pull, because the fact you said that, like, you're not seeing the color just makes me feel like you may be experiencing a little disassociation. So you just try to be in your body as much as you can, really tactile things. Even like put like a face roller in the freezer, and in the morning when you put on your face lotion, you can use the really, really cold stone on your face. Like, that can be really helpful. But of course, when in doubt, refer out, you know, see a someone who can help you if possible. So I hope things get better, Dana. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Katie Garcia. Katie, you earthy, scrumptious muskox. I also want to give a shout out to listener Kim Dunn. Kim, you glowing, loyal, newborn baby. And finally, Garasu. Garasu, you luminous, scholarly sun goddess. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is Air from the Witch Daily Oracle. This was contributed by Frankie. And Air is about freedom, escapism, and creativity. Timing, it's gradual. To be Air is to be free and unbound by the restraints of the world. While this can be exactly what we need sometimes, it can also mean we don't always pay attention to the obligations in our lives. What responsibilities are falling away? Are you giving yourself the space you need? For a love reading, are you being realistic to the needs of someone else? Career reading, now is the time to think out of the box. Health reading, a little fresh air may be what is needed. It can have an amazing effect on mind, body, and spirit. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And tomorrow is Friday, so we will talk again Friday.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I don't care that you're a Christian. I don't care what the Bible says. Like, I feel like it's a clown show, like sitting here trying to decipher what your little mythical book has to say about these very real political issues, right? I don't care if you're a Christian. In fact, I will fight for you to have your religious liberty and practice your Christianity. I believe in that. I don't believe in Christianity, which means that you do not get to dictate the way I live my life based on your religion. I don't care what the Bible says. You have every right in the world. All those women who identify with your religion have every right in the world to not get an abortion, to not take birth control, but they do not have the right to dictate my life and what I decide to do with my body. I don't care about your goddamn religion. I'm so tired of having nonstop conversations about what the Bible says. You live your life in the way that you interpret the Bible. Again, I don't care, but you don't get to take the Bible and tell me, well, the Bible says this in this chapter and this verse. I don't care. I don't care. I don't believe in it. And I have the right, based on our Constitution, to not believe in it.